I'm Marco Werman. You're with The World. Manchester has been in our thoughts a lot this week after the bombing there on Monday that killed 22 people. The city's first responders have been praised for their work. And today, the UK's Labour Party leader Jeremy Corbyn gave a political speech in which he came down hard on recent cuts to Britain's emergency services and police.
Austerity has to stop at the accident and emergency ward and at the police station door. We cannot be protected and cared for on the cheap.
Since the bombing at that Ariana Grande concert in Manchester, it's come to light that the community had previously reported the bomber to British authorities as someone who was possibly radicalized, reported him several times, in fact. The concept of the whole community keeping an eye out for people at risk of radicalization, that's something the U.S. has been working on for a decade through a program called Countering Violent Extremism, or CVE. And this week, President Trump proposed cutting the program. Farah Pandith is one of the architects of CVE. The World's Rupa Shenoy spoke with her.
Would you mind doing a history of the Countering Violent Extremism program?
Countering Violent Extremism is a term that was formed in 2006. When the national security strategy was written for President Bush. And in that security strategy, he talked about needing to not just have a battle of arms, but a battle of ideas. And that's critical because that ideological component speaks directly to how young people are getting radicalized. So that whole field of stopping radicalization from happening, meaning how do you persuade a young person not to find the ideology of extremist groups interesting, is what countering violent extremism is. So this is not law enforcement. This is not advocacy. This is about building up influential voices that can speak directly to the issue of ideology so that young people will not go on a path that connects them to violence.
I was reading about the cut of funding to the CVE program by the Trump administration in their proposed budget. And then there was this Manchester bombing. And it's been reported that the authorities were previously contacted about the bomber. And it struck me that the CVE program kind of aims to do that in the U.S., aims to work with communities to identify possibly radicalized people and bring them forward. Is that a fair line to draw, a fair comparison to make?
It is critical to understand that local communities are actually seeing and hearing things first. When a young person begins to act differently, think differently, behave differently, it is oftentimes people within the home and then within the neighborhood and their peer group that begin to see those changes. That's why it's so important to actually build bridges with local communities and to understand what's happening at the local level.
So it sounds like you're saying yes, that this is the U.S. program that would attempt to identify individuals like the bomber in Manchester. The nature of this program, though, it probably makes it really tough to show results, right? The criticism from Republicans is that we should be focusing on law enforcement, not community outreach. So is there a way to show that this program is having an impact?
The mistake that's been made by both Democrats and Republicans has been that they believe that there has to be some metric that is the end-all be-all for demonstrating that they've made everybody safe. And I think it's a problematic frame from which to assess. What policymakers want to know is if I just give them this, I'll get something else in return and I can measure that and therefore the program is fine. These are very complicated things. It's very mushy, and policymakers are not good with mush. They don't like to have to get into an emotional space. That's not something that they're ever used to. But the fact of the matter is, we have looked at the issue of ideology. We have begun to see how we can persuade a change in behavior and a change of thinking. And you have to be comfortable with seeding a lot of different things and saying that if I want to defeat ISIS, I know that I need to stop the recruitment from happening. And that's going to mean a 5 to 10 year commitment with resources at scale to see what happens and to have that kind of nuance and that movability along the way to be able to change the programs to move along with what the bad guys are doing. And only then, I would argue, after we've done things for a couple of years at scale, can we begin to see if we're having an impact.
Under the Obama administration, the Countering Violent Extremism program was focused on reducing all forms of extremism, including efforts to de-radicalize white supremacists. And reportedly, the Trump administration at one point was thinking about focusing the program, narrowing it, and actually renaming it Countering Islamic Extremism. In your opinion, would that be better than just cutting this program?
We have to understand that what's happening to young kids is not an isolated experience. When you have a rise in anti-Semitism or a rise in Holocaust denial in Europe, it directly impacts the way other communities are feeling about themselves and what it means to be who they are. So this idea of eliminating hate has to be all-encompassing. It cannot just be one kind of extremism that you're looking at. It is no accident that there is an increase in far-right movements and expression at the same time that there is an increase in people being interested in groups like ISIS. Things are connected. Experience is connected. What we have to do is to push back against the rise of hate globally in all forms, and we have to invest in local solutions. And I would argue that no government on earth has made this the kind of priority they should.
There were ongoing concerns from some in Muslim communities this whole time that the CVE program was actually being used as a way to surveil people without just cause. And also people said it was turning community members against each other, causing suspicion. So in a way, could cutting the program be a good thing for some of these communities? Could it get a good response?
You know, in the last few years, there has been a lot of effort and time and energy placed into fight against the efforts to prevent people from getting radicalized because it's called CVE. So let's take that name off the table. And let me just say, even if you called it, you know, unicorns and rainbows and asked communities, do you want efforts to make sure that we are protecting your young people, I would find it very surprising if communities would say we don't want to do anything to protect our young people from being lured in from extremist groups like ISIS. And that's what countering violent extremism is. It's fighting the ideology of extremist groups, in this case, in the defeat of ISIS, and making sure that they don't have new troops that are joining their ranks, and they're not inspiring things that are happening like Manchester, because young people are getting lured in new ways. You have to fight that. It isn't all right to sit back. It is our responsibility to protect our youth and to find ways in a natural, organic system within communities and neighborhoods to make sure that these young people are protected. And that's what this is.
Farah Pandith helped develop the U.S. government's Countering Violent Extremism program. She was speaking there with my colleague Rupa Shenoy. You can hear a longer version of that interview on Rupa's podcast. It's called Otherhood, and you can find it on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.